chapter 3 in four parts. And guess what? This is the fourth part. So if you missed the other three, go on back and find them and listen to this, because it's been very helpful and meaningful to me throughout my life. So we're in Romans 3, verse 27 to 31. And we're going to talk about how a just God's justice is satisfied. How a just God's justice is satisfied. So starting with 27. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. No boasting, folks. You can't say, hey, look at me, I'm really good now. I can do everything God wants, and I'm in great shape. It's me, me, me. No, it's not you, you, you. What then becomes of our boasting? It's excluded, ruled out. By what kind of law? By a law of works? In other words, what you do? No, but by the law of faith. So if there's a law of works, I'm earning it. I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to be obedient, not in response to what he did for me, but to earn his favor. You can't do that. Doesn't work. No, the law of faith. What we do is not a work, it's a trust. It's putting him first. It's saying, I'm going to believe in him, and my life will be an example for him, and I'm going to trust him for everything that happens. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. That's what Paul is teaching. Your justification by faith, becoming more and more like Jesus Christ, your forgiveness of sin, is independent. It's not reliant on the works of the law. Is the Ten Commandments a good idea? Oh, amen, because God wrote it. It better be a good idea. But how well you perform those things and comply with that is not the issue here. It's what he did for you on the cross. So verse 29, or is God the God of Jews only? No, he's not the God of Jews. He's the God of Gentiles also. Yes, of Gentiles, since God is one. God is one. There's only one of him. He created everything. He's the God of everything. Okay, he's both the Jews and the Gentile. Who will justify this God? Who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised by faith? So the circumcised are the Jews, and the uncircumcised is the Gentiles or the Greeks or everybody else, by faith. Do we then overthrow the law by this faith? By no means. The law is not overthrown. On the contrary, we uphold the law. The law exists to help us understand right and wrong. And by the gift that he gives us, through the righteousness that makes us holy for believing in him and trusting in what he did for us on the cross, we then become acceptable to him as if we obeyed the whole law. Are you proud of yourself and what you do? Be careful. Boasting or a boastful spirit gives evidence you are trusting in your personal efforts to satisfy God's justice. Your works are only the evidence of your response to what he did for you. He gave his life. You believe, receive, and walk by faith. That's your job, to walk by faith. We can only satisfy God's righteous justice by faith. So let's review this and what we've been saying over the last 3 or 4 weeks. What is the purpose of the law? First of all, our status. We can't obey perfectly, and he knows it. We understand what is expected, because obedience would mean perfection. But we can't be perfect. It's impossible for us to do that. The heart is, and hopefully you're trying to be obedient, trying to do what God wants you to do, but we can't do it perfectly. We become aware of our failure to please him as we get frustrated with our inability to perfectly obey. We look at ourselves, and this is a strategy that's been very helpful to me. Look at yourself and imagine God looking at you. What does he see? Does it see a frustrated person that's just knocking themselves out to do exactly what they want to do? Maybe I go to church on Sunday and that makes grandma happy, but the rest of the week I do whatever I want. Or does he see someone who's trying their best to be good and thinks they can achieve it and say, look, look at all I did. I memorized these three verses this week, aren't I? holy and righteous, those are good things, but they're not perfect. They're not the totality of, what he wants to happen in your heart of hearts. And as we imagine that, what we need to come to as believers is to agree with God about yourself. Imagine God looking at you. Try to see yourself the way God sees you, and then say to yourself, oh, that's right. Agree with God about it. We need knowledge. We need to know what he expects. And we're given that because there's no intent on God's part to say, I really would like you to go to heaven, but I'm not going to tell you how. And I'd really like you to experience a new life in Christ and be made new and be given a new heart, but I'm not going to tell you how. And there's things in your life that you are wrong, that don't fulfill his purpose, that are against his will. But I'm not going to point them out to you. I'm just going to make you guess. No, he does none of that. There's no mystery about where you are. Look at yourself the way God sees you, and you'll know exactly where you're off track. He plays no games with you. He's not playing hide and seek. He's right there. When you seek him, you can find him. The law cannot forgive your sin. It's impossible. The law doesn't do that. It wasn't written for it. It was written to show you your sin, but it can't forgive your sin. There's no law 11 that says you're forgiven. It's powerless to forgive sin. So is the law no longer valid or meaningful? No. We have been given the means to fulfill perfectly God's law. Let me say that again. We have been given the means to fulfill perfectly God's law by faith in his gift to us and what he has given us, not by what I do. We fulfill the law by his righteousness given to us. You can't be perfect, but you can still satisfy the law through the gift that he has given to you. God's law can be perfectly fulfilled by a perfect sacrifice, and that sacrifice is not you. It's his holy and righteous Son, God the Son, Jesus Christ. His sacrifice is sufficient for all sin of all mankind. Some people disagree with that. Some theologians do, but I think that's what the scripture teaches. His sacrifice is sufficient for all sin for all mankind and efficient or effective to those who believe by faith. That's the subset of all mankind because the vast majority doesn't believe. So sufficient for all sin of all mankind, efficient or effective to those who believe. His Holy Spirit living in and through you will change you. In fact, if it doesn't change you, there's something wrong. It must change you. So be thinking, how am I growing? How am I changing? How am I becoming less overwhelmed by this aspect of my life that God has been critical of? I've missed the point. I've been sinful over here, and it just seems to dominate me. But now as I trust him more and more over time, it has less power over me. And then I can know that his Holy Spirit is really in me and really working. If he does it all, how can you boast? How can you boast? You can only obey and share with others what he has done. What will you do with God the Son? So, Father, I come to you and I thank you for each one of these that are listening, whether they have trusted you totally and received your gift of salvation. Your Holy Spirit is in their life. Or they think they have and they've missed the point. They're still trying to please you with perfect obedience, which they can't do. Or they've given up trying to be good because the sin that's in their life is overwhelming. Or they've just thrown it all out the window and said, it's not important to me anymore. I'm going to forget this. Those that you are calling, and I'm praying that some of them are listening, all of you are listening, those that he's calling, he desires to come to him. It's not his will that anyone should perish, Luke 19 says. He's come to seek and to save that which was lost, and that's you and I. So trust in him. Pray to him, and if there's someone who doesn't understand what I'm talking about, to find someone, our church leadership, your church, wherever you are, because some of you are overseas listening to this, find a believer that understands the word and let him show you the way. I pray for this. And thank Jesus for it in his name. Amen.